Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So in the fourth chapter of Genesis, we learn of the story of Cain and Abel. And it says, "The Lord said to Cain, 'Where is your brother Abel?' And Cain responded, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?'" The story of Cain murdering his brother Abel is punctuated by this memorable exchange between God and Cain. As the story goes, knowing of Abel's murder, God asked the offending brother for the whereabouts of Abel. Cain's dismissive response indicated that he believed he was not responsible for keeping track of his brother. Now, the comment is nearly as callous and unfeeling as the murder itself. And it is a sentiment, honestly, many of us share. We do not feel responsible for keeping tabs on other people. We say, you know what, I'll do my thing, you do your thing, and let's just keep out of each other's way. This story indicates, however, that we should not only refrain from harming others, but we should actually take a deep interest in others. Even people with which we're at odds warrant our care and attention. God sees all of us, I think, as a single family unit. Therefore, we're beholden to take care of and keep an eye out for one another. A touching reminder of this familial care is the protection God promised to afford Cain even after Cain's egregious act. God marked Cain as a means of taking care of him. Should we be our brothers and sisters' caretakers? Should we do that? According to this story, absolutely. Yes. Let's pray. Lord God, the truth is, we really would like to limit our involvement with certain people. If we're to be honest, the people that we would like the most distance from are often those we live at rather close range with, our family. But you remind us, Lord, of our responsibility to care for and keep track of all the people around us. If you are our keeper, then shouldn't we be responding to that grace by taking care of others? Yes. We ask for your help. And we pray in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.